Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Saturday, September 14th, 2013. It is Saturday night on the Lightship, so welcome, everyone. We had a wonderful four-hour healing call today with Ron and the Creation Lightship beings. There are three eight-hour calls coming up tomorrow, the 15th. The 22nd and the 29th of September. So if you can get on those, it's really transformative. You will feel fabulous. In addition, Ron is going to give us a free robotic clearing, and perhaps when Ron comes on, we can talk about that a little bit tonight. And we have a ways yet, but people in the New York area, the New Life Expo is coming up in New York City on October 25th. There's more information about that on the website. The website is creationlightship.com. If you have questions, you can enter them into the fast chat tonight, or you can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We have a wonderful healing show for you planned tonight, and we're open for questions and testimonials. Also, everyone, please bring up a picture of the beautiful light being, which can either be found on the website or on the BBS page that you're on. Just scroll down, enlarge that. And when Ron comes on, he will activate that picture with peace energy for us that will last all through the show. So welcome, Ron.
Hey, here we go. So looks like Manny must be in a different location. So for him, it's morning, so he's saying good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, maybe Manny can enter where he's living, country-wise. So here we go. So bring up the light beam, everybody, and we're going to energize that for you, bring in peace energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And the phone line is coming on, I think. So here we go. Bring in some more energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And last night, for those of you who were listening, Ron was kind enough to release us from the dates of 9/11 and also 9/13, which was yesterday's date. And we would love to hear from anybody if they felt any difference, felt some kind of release or change after that healing. So we would love to hear your comments on that. And we have, wow, we have so many emails, and we didn't even finish them yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about the dark arts practitioner clearing, and one person asked a very interesting question. We've talked about that healing a lot, but somebody wrote an email and wanted to know, would the dark arts practitioner clearing work on a whole company? This person feels that they're doing, you know, bad things, evil things, and I don't know if they work there or live near this company or what. But would it be a good idea, Ron, to put the name of a company into the dark arts practitioner clearing?
Well, if they only have one location, yes. But if you know, you have to kind of zero it in. You might want to put the address of that location. That might help out. You just need to be able to, you know, like let's just say that for some reason you didn't like somebody who was at a fast food store, okay? And we went in there all the time, and the people there you thought were doing weird things. So, you know, you wanted to put in to the clearing, you know, the fast food ABC company, you know? Well, they may have hundreds of those, so that wouldn't be very effective, and it probably would not work. So trying to, you know, clear out a big company might be more difficult. You may get some people's names or something and work with that. Now, if the company, and if there's only one location and one company, and they are, you know, knowingly doing bad things, and that might be a little different, but if they have other branches and different offices and stuff, it might be difficult to do something. So, you know, that's kind of how I look at it. I'm trying to think what could come to mind here with, let's see here. Yeah, you probably want to just do the individual people or individual location inside of the company. Otherwise, it could be just too vague.
Well, and also, like all of the healings, I would say, if you start, do that, see how you feel, and notice, are you feeling disconnected from them, you know, and maybe less threatened or whatever it is that's going on. Because I know you have said in the past, Ron, that it works to put in the name of an organization, like if we had been involved in a religion, a church, or some kind of cult movement or something, that works, right?
Yeah. You know, because otherwise it goes sideways too quickly, and you may not have anything working. You know, let's just say that you drive by a company, and maybe you don't like it because they're making something, or maybe they're experimenting with animals, you know, I don't know if they do that any longer, but the old days companies were very cruel, the pharmaceutical companies or whoever it was doing that, you know, and so people didn't like that, so you just really couldn't put the name in because it would go too many places. It may not be very effective, so normally that company is just designed to zero in on maybe one person, but
right.
You could put a company in. Only a couple people in the company working, and that would probably work fine.
Got it.
Even if you put your own name in there, if you have anything that's attached to you from the past, maybe you did something you don't know what the heck you did. It'll take it off of you. So that's another way to look at those clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And I do think you could, you know, if it is a big company and a lot of locations, you can kind of chip away at it. Okay, by the way, our friend on the fast chat has come back to say that he's in the UK, and it's 3 a.m. There. So, wow, you're up late or early. So we're happy to have you, and thanks for listening. And
what we could do for Manny, since he's living there, or she, I don't know if it's male or female, so I'm sorry.
It could be a woman. That's true. I tend to think of it as a man, but it's possible.
So, what we could do, special for everybody listening, since Manny's living there, we could do some peaceful sleeping drinking water. So, unless he's getting up for work or she's getting up for work right now, so let's do that here. So here we go. A glass of water, everybody. We'll do that in about 2 minutes, and it'll help you have a nice sleep tonight. And it only works live right now with this program. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. I always am saying this. The water is so wonderful, and it worked. Trust me, it really worked. So if it is morning where you are and you have to get up, I don't suggest you do it. Though if it's morning somewhere, could the person charge it and save it until this next evening, Ron? It'll be charged for 24 hours or no?
No, it only worked this evening.
Okay.
In a few hours, we'll say, because people back east, you know, it's already 10 o'clock, so they're going to be going to bed.
Okay.
But if you're getting ready to go to work, then we can do life force. And he's a
male.
Oh,
okay.
I sort of felt that, but I didn't want to assume anything.
Right.
Okay.
Manny's a male.
So, that's good. So
okay.
Here we go, everybody. I think you probably all have your glass of water. If you're getting up to go to work, then we can put life force in it. I would not recommend having that, you know, right now if you're going to be going to sleep. It might keep you awake for about 3 hours. So that's one person tried that, and they couldn't go to sleep, they said. So they were wide awake and energized. But if you're going to sleep, then here we go. That's what it's designed for. So 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So the water should be activated for everybody. So enjoy your water. Probably take it after the call, I would imagine, here.
So just to be clear, Ron, if the person should have requested if they wanted the light infusion instead, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, got it. Okay, by the way, just to remind everyone, we will be making a visit to Creation Lightship later where you can request a physical healing. But we have a request, Ron, on the fast chat that someone said that they're feeling sorrow today for no real reason.
Oh, well, that could be an entity coming in. So let's see. Here we go. I'm going to take away those energies. That could be an entity affecting you and your emotions. Here we go. So releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And there's a few more there that kind of deal with that situation, too. So we'll just start taking those out for people. Things that are causing you to have situations and problems. So, and maybe not even knowing why you're feeling maybe anxiety, feeling upset, not feeling balanced, we'll say, or centered. So taking away these entities right now. There we go. And just see how everybody's feeling now. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. He does say maybe I was slimed. So I hope that you will now feel better, and anyone else who is feeling a little down for no reason. It usually is entities in my experience. It never hurts to do the alien head connection release, right, Ron? That's a free clearing.
A good one. And then also, you know, did you watch TV and hear something that maybe triggered you? No? Oh, then you might want to do the media clearing, you know. We just went through the week with 9/11 and stuff, so if that means something to you. To me, it just doesn't have much of a meaning any longer. But I imagine the people back east, it may still have some kind of clinging energies to them. And if it does, then keep doing that clearing to get it off of you. Oh, that could be maybe the media clearing could probably do that.
Could we have a little sample of a media clearing, Ron?
Yeah, so here we go. This will take away what you have either saw or heard or both. So here we go. 1. Oh, man, it's still heavy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll just mention about entities here briefly. Talking to a lady back in New York who worked in the financial district, and the building next to her was where she was, and I mean, the building that the tower building was next to her building. She worked at Merrill Lynch. So if you're back in New York, you probably know where that building is, unless the company moved, okay? We went there, and sure enough, there's a street there, and you see the big, you know, fences coming up, and right away, looking down, second floor, there it is, you know, nothing's there except for machinery. This is, you know, years ago. But from there, after it collapsed, and I don't think she went to work that day, but what happened with her is that I guess she used to, like, almost social drink a little bit, she said, you know, maybe on Friday or something, because there used to be a lot of places around there that I guess where all the people who are in the financial district would go out and have a drink after work. It is very stressful there. Watching the people acting like robots, sort of. I'm not trying to, you know, be judgmental here, but looking at them when you're there. I was there probably 5 years ago looking. People looked like robots with the way they were kind of walking. They were, like, all stressed out. But anyway, what happened with her, make a long story short here, is that she picked up entities. And she says every night when she left work, she'd go out and actually start sobbing after a few drinks, because they probably all came into her to drink the entities. And she just actually, these crying, sobbing, hanging on to the wall of a building for maybe an hour. And, you know, that went on for years. And then we did her emotional clearing, and it helped her out quite a bit. She also picked up smoking, so she was a drinker and a smoker all the time. So that's what happened to her, that the entities that were there upped into her and became a host for them to live in. Really messed her life up. So anyway, that's what entities can do. So back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, and thank you for that media clearing on that subject, because if you watch TV or listen to the radio at all, you certainly heard about it, because there are so many people in our culture that just want to keep that alive. They actually say, never forget. So they want us to stay corded and upset about that, and so thank you so much for helping us clear it. Now, this is very interesting. Speaking of the media, we had an email. And, you know, as usual, I'm paraphrasing these emails. There is a commercial with bright colors and very clear pictures that feature a huge jellyfish and then an octopus. And it seems like they're trying to make them look attractive. And then someone just put on the fast chat, I see octopus, or they saw an octopus poster in the New York City subway. So, and no, someone else said, I see octopus artwork everywhere. So what do you think is going on with that, Ron?
Well, that's really good. A good question. Remember, since the people became maybe abducted and not here at the first of the year, what could be inside of these people? You know, we'll just talk about shapeshifters. So maybe they have these particular life forms inside of them. So what do you want to see if you're that life form? You're not going to resonate to people, but you will resonate to the life form that's with you. We'll just call it a shapeshifter. And it's probably very happy to see itself in the different advertisements. So it feels that it's not alone. That's probably what it's for. It's just probably designed to re-enhance, re-establish the connection that these things are here. That's what I would probably say it is.
No.
And they probably, I don't see, you know, they have it on children's stuff all the time now. It's just, you know, it's going in the store, you're going to see them. You know, you might just take note, and maybe at some point here within a year, if this is the case, you're probably going to start seeing movies about maybe jellyfish or octopus energies, or it might even come out with some type of program describing them and showing them to people. Maybe it might be on one of the networks where they have maybe an hour or 2 hour show about these particular beings, because trying to get everybody who has them inside of them to get connected more. So the law of cause and effect is working. That's what's happening.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned children, Ron, because if it's the commercial I'm thinking of, it exactly looks like what they used to do on Sesame Street, like just big bright colors and a white background. You know, it really pops, and it's like oranges and blues, and they're really trying to get that into our awareness, I guess. Ugh. What else can you say, really, but that's horrible. Okay, we just got an email too. Sorry, I clicked off it. Kind of on the same subject. I have heard that you can get infected with parasites by listening to certain radio broadcasts or TV shows. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. I would say that they could do some type of mind control on you, and from that, very possibly, it could come in that way. Well, that's how I would answer that question. I'm saying that if you watch something that all of a sudden something's going to be lurking in the background into you, if you're watching something about parasites or something or another life form, it could be possible. see would be there on the TV screen. So from that, I would say that it could possibly come into you or activate in you. You may already have it inside of you. Let's just say that for some reason, all of a sudden, they discover some type of brand new virus that's out there, and it makes everybody get a sore throat, okay? But wow, they found it, and now they're showing it to you on the TV screen, and they're talking about it in the media, and they have it underneath a microscope showing you what it is. Well, maybe that's already in you, and it's been put in a long time ago, maybe 1,000 years ago, and the nano-clearing that we have could maybe help you with that, but all of a sudden it came down the pike, and it's here because it's being brought to you by the air and the energy around you that you're breathing, we'll say, okay? And so that was nanotechnology that was already put into you a long time ago in your genetics, and all of a sudden when you see that, it gets awakened in you. Maybe you never had a problem before in your life with the sore throat, and all of a sudden now you have it. You go to the doctor, and they go, yeah, you have this. You go, well, gee, how did I get that? And you go, well, maybe it's because I saw it on TV, and I saw what it looked like, and it got activated in me. So that could be what would happen. It's hard to say, like we talk about people watching sports on TV and all that noise and chatter that people do. Oh, the psychic attacks, is that affecting you? If you're rooting for Team A and he is winning, you know, are the Team B players and the people in the bleachers attacking you as you're rooting there? Very possibly. No? Remember, it's energy. And it can attack you just by watching it. You may not really know that, but it could be a possibility of things happening to you. Oh, it'd be interesting if for some reason they had all these people and they all had, and they were all given one card in their hand when they walked in, and that card said something that would be very destructive. And everybody had it. And maybe halfway through the game, everybody would think of whatever the card said. And this destructive energy would go out to maybe the other team and even the people cheering. All of a sudden, everybody would be hit psychically with that. That's how a lot of practitioners work. That's how people do, their prayer work. You know, when they go to churches, they're all having a common energy there, or whatever they're doing with an organization, they have a common energy, and they're trying to manifest that through a decree or whatever they're doing, bring something into their life. Go to some type of workshop and couple thousand people, and the person is giving you a guided meditation, having you focus on something to bring it into your life. You're attached to the energy pool, and a lot of things can happen, and then you're hooked up to the energy. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow. Thank you so much. Friday night is supposed to be the paranormal night, and we're ending up talking about all the octopus and the parasites and everything. But someone asked, though I think you did this today on the call, but someone asked last night, actually, could you do an octopus clearing for us since you're working with that a lot, feeling tightness in my neck and shoulders? And I guess she's wondering, are the octopus attacking us a little more recently?
I would say very possibly, yes, that they're out there. I would say probably yes, maybe the last 6 months. So here we go. Let's release some of those off of you. So I want you to pick a location. Ideally, they're going to probably be wrapped around your rib cage, and they could maybe have you have, maybe your breathing could be a little bit off, maybe you're feeling tension, tightness with internal organs. So here we go. We're going to take away some energy here. So I'll count to 10. We'll see if we can get rid of a couple of these octopuses that are attached to you. And it could be a lot more, but we'll get the biggest ones right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Two's gone. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more we'll do. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, here we go, everybody. Just see how you're doing. I want to take a deep breath. Maybe you're feeling a little bit more at ease. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I actually didn't feel anything too much in my shoulders, but I still chose that because I do sometimes get a pain there. And we have a comment. I also feel amazingly relaxed in the neck area after today's call. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, today's call we focused on the first hour of having kind of working on your skull, working on neck energies. So that could be anything. We're working with the neck, making the neck a little bit looser typically, working with the plates on the top of your head, increasing maybe the size of your skull slightly to get rid of the tension, working with temples. So we did quite a bit. I know we also worked with jaw and stuff, which I didn't talk about, but your whole skull was actually worked with. If you're on the call, you might even feel a difference right now. If you do feel a difference when you're on the call, you might just mention it. And if you want to call in, that'd be great, too, if you wanted to kind of describe what you felt or how you feel different now. Well, back to you, Ann, and I guess we'll go to the light ship probably in maybe 5 minutes or so. We'll see if we have a caller that calls in before.
Okay. And will we accept some requests for rooms on the light ship tonight, Ron?
Yeah, we'll get the first six.
Okay.
That's there.
Terrific. I'll send those over to you as they come in. Okay, someone commented that in their town they have a big exhibit of jellyfish. And I know I went to the Monterey Aquarium once, and they have a tank full of jellyfish that's like as big as a building. It was unbelievable. And I didn't realize. Now, I hadn't met you yet, and I didn't realize how negative that was, but they are very mesmerizing to look at. So
yeah,
I guess it's better
to
stay
moving around, yeah.
And people think they're interesting, I guess. Okay. I know what I wanted you to talk about, Ron. Someone was mentioning that they have a problem with a body part, and they think that it might be a robotic part of them. So could you, and you've mentioned you're going to give away the robotic clearing on this the call tomorrow. So can you explain to us a little bit what that is and what could be happening to some of us?
Okay, so make it simple. We all know, at least hopefully you all know, that you're living on multiple timelines. And, you know, it's just for the newbie, we'll just say it's hundreds, okay? So you won't get freaked out if I said thousands or 10,000, but we'll just say hundreds. So, and what are they doing to you on those timelines? Well, you may not know completely, but you do have dreams, so that's kind of a clue of what you're experiencing, maybe on one of those. You do have deja vu at times, so that's another clue that, you know, validates that you are on one. Maybe you have some physical pain in the body. You don't know where it came from. And that could also be, you know, being, I hate to use the word tortured, but we'll just say having a situation on a timeline. And it gets pasted and copied back to you here. And so that's kind of what happens. Well, what was the question now, Ann?
Well, just, you know, when if you do the robotic, what exactly will happen or could happen to us if we do this robotic energy clearing that you're going to give us tomorrow?
Okay, I got it. Okay, so let's say that on one of those timelines, or even the one that you're here on, something happens to you that you don't know anything about. Maybe you had a finger cut off, and so they automatically put in a robotic finger. So everybody, look at your fingers. Do they all glow the same? Okay, maybe put them up, you know, in a light or something and look at them. And maybe they're all okay to you, but look at it and see if any of your fingers just look slightly different. may not have the memory from a long time ago of how your fingers look, but they will emit a different type of auric signature. Maybe your hand looks different, or maybe your wrist looks different. Okay? Maybe you cut your fingernails maybe last week, and they're all the same length, at least they were. Now you look at one of your fingernails, and you go, wow, this one's longer than the other ones. Or maybe it's shorter. Well, that means that something happened to it. And it may not be yours, but it looks like yours. So here we go. We're going to clear away if you have a situation like that. And we're going to release the robotic program that created a clone replica. And this is just one way to look at this clearing. It goes many different directions, too, but this is the robotic part here. So here we go, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to bring in the real part. So if we can't get it, just remanifest one for you. You'll be on the light ship doing this here. I'm just going to recreate a brand new finger. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So how your fingers feel. And does any of them feel a little different? Do they have a different glow to them? Or it could be a wrist or even an elbow or something. It could have been one of your toes. Up to you to decide. So we're going to do it again now. This will be something of your choice. Maybe you went to the doctor and the doctor goes, oh, you got this. You know, and you go, uh-oh. Oh, crap. I got it now. I didn't know about it yesterday, but now I got it. And now I'm really afraid of it. So let's take that situation and see if we can get rid of that particular situation from you. So here we go, releasing this energy. It's up to you to bring that up here. So here we go, releasing it. 1. Oh, man, too heavy. 2. Another one. 3. 4 and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Now we're going to make it real. This will be a new one, which will be a little different than the other one, whatever that would be, because it'll have light in it. Remember, robotic parts don't have light. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just see if you're feeling different. So what can happen, too, is that you could be out on timeline and doing something, and you could lose a body part, especially if you're astral travel. Maybe you're out there fighting and they cut your arm off, you know, with some swords or something. And you come back here and your arm hurts, and did they put on your arm? Did they stitch it back on you again and reconnect the bone and the tissues and the muscles? Or do they just put a robotic part on? And remember, you don't know what's happening to you. You know, you just think that you're out there floating around at the beyond all, experiencing things, doing something, you know, with your astral body. But what if you got into trouble? Who's in control of that? Who's in charge of that astral plane, in a sense, right? Because, you know, if you went out and you're doing stuff, maybe you're doing it intentionally. There's people who give classes how to astral travel. So what if you're out there and you're taking out your aggressions on your, maybe on your ex-spouse or something, and all of a sudden your ex-spouse, you know, we'll say, gets a knife and stabs you. Or cuts off your arm, we'll say, just to make it simple here. Well, your arm's off on the astral plane, but you don't show up here with your arm dislocated or off. It'd be pretty weird if it would happen. It'd probably be actually pretty good. It would teach people a lesson not to do that. But aside from that, you know, what if all of a sudden, you know, you're in a class and you show up after they bring you back here from doing an astral travel and you come back with no arm? It's bleeding. That'd be pretty awful. That happens. So what's in its place? Is it your real arm? You bring it back with you? Did you hold it with your other hand or whatever, or put it in a bag and bring it back here? Or did somebody actually intervene between there and here to put your arm back on? I'll let you, all of you, ponder that one. But if you feel better now, that means that there's something going on that you knew nothing about, and we helped you out. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have several requests for the light ship. And we have another listener in England, in London, and it's her birthday. And she asked if we could go to the food court and have birthday cake.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
And our first request is for the rainforest room, and then I'll send over the rest to you on the messenger.
Okay, sounds good. So here we go, everybody.
Choose a healing, everyone. One physical thing to ask for healing on.
One physical thing. Thank you.
You want to bring up your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up. Be there for probably about 10 minutes approximately. Maybe a little bit less. We'll see. And we're going up. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And now we're there, and let's go right to the food court. So here we go, everybody. Going there, and since it's going to have a birthday party, we can select our cake and whatever you wish to have. They'll make it for you. Be something that looks like what we have here, but it'll be really nutritious. So don't worry about getting calories or anything that could be harmful. So it'll be the right energetic just for you. So I always look for the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the ice cream and the cherries possibly and the nuts and the drizzle and different things like that. Just all ready to have it here. So here we go. Put on your finger and go into your mouth. There we go. Now you have that in your mouth. You might start to feel your mouth watering. So here we go, having that. And if you want seconds, you can. Somebody else is up here with you. And we'll start to sing happy birthday for the people that have a birthday this month. Life beings are joining us. So we have the Life Being Choir singing. You can get seconds and thirds if you like. You may start to feel yourself getting full. We'll go now to another location. And we'll go into the rainforest room. So happy birthday, everybody. And I guess it could be a birthday, too, since you woke up this morning. Another day of your life here. Born each day, we'll say. So here we go. Rainforest room. Here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And let's go into the white whale room with the white whales. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Wonderful energy. And then we'll go into the detox room, and we have for liver detox, so that's good. Everybody can use that. Go into that room where they specialize with maybe liver detox, maybe even working with our kidneys, so we'll do something with lymphatics also, I guess. Let's do lymphatics. And here we go. So you might feel your body temperature changing. Go into the hot tub room with the green energy and the hot tub, the green gel. So here comes all these energies at one time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And looks like Manny's kind of requesting a room since he has maybe a little sore throat or something. So let's go into a room where they'll work inside of our mouth, maybe take off some toxins, work on our throat, and that could also be with lymphatics. So here we go. One, bringing some energy your way. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Going to the room that has the silver energy. And this is a silver waterfall room, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And And some people like to have the koala bear, so we'll go into that room. One, two, three, four, and five. And all these particular beings are light beings taking that type of physical form. Best healing from them. We've got dolphins here, so going to where the dolphins are. So we'll go into where the pink dolphins are. Here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room that has a lot of ferns. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And next room we'll go into where they have big bumblebees. We can ride on them. So here we go. Bumblebee energies. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one other room we'll go into looks like the amethyst crystal geode room. Each one of these crystals on the amethyst geode is conscious. So request healing. Feel your body buzzing possibly now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And another room we'll go into, this has the floating magnets. A lot of people love this because you can align them on your body. We'll put them on people's spines right now. And you might feel your body straightening up a little bit here. Is being released now with these floating magnets. So here they come with your energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And so the last room we'll go into is a room with white light. This energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go back into the food court here and thank everybody for having their birthday. And it's like Paula from London had her birthday, so we'll get some more extra cake and ice cream or whatever you like to have. They have soups there, too, if you want to have some soup or other types of foods. And we'll have our second go-around here in the food court. We'll come back in about a minute here. So you can see other light beings there if you like, where they go to eat. There's also a place that you can put your hands on it. We'll do that too right now. So these are golden hand plates. You can put your hand on the energies of the gold, and you might feel your body kind of vibrate, and then it will help you get balanced. We'll go into the room adjacent to this here, and you put your hands on some matching plates that we had outside. And you're going to feel your body changing right now as you get what you need to help energize your body. And we'll come back from the light ship now. And our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are all coming with us now. And coming back down, and I'll count from five to one backwards. Normally around three, you're actually feeling the energies come here because you're disconnected now, being out of time completely. And you're going to feel things kind of into your room, in a sense, connecting to you energetically. So coming back down, five, four, three, two, and one. Everybody, hope you enjoyed it, and hope you feel a lot of energy from eating the birthday cake and whatever else you may have had there. So turn it back over to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. I'm sure that everyone felt terrific from that. I certainly did. Someone said on the fast chat, light being choir. That's fun. So I don't know whether he means he heard the light being choir. Is there a light being choir, Ron?
Yes, Yes, there is,
So most likely that listener could hear that, perhaps, or perhaps see them.
Yeah, very possibly,
Okay, terrific, thank you. Okay, a lot of white light, what a treat. Oh, what do the floating magnets do? That's an interesting question.
Everything on the light ship, as you request healing, will do some type of healing energy work on you. And the floating magnets are there, and they seem to connect to out of balances, so they can actually help you with anything that could be wrong with you. And a lot of people like them on their spines, so they feel better. And so that's what we have.
Well, I think also on Earth, anyway, when people use magnets, it does a lot of different things, I suppose, but it also increases circulation, right, to a certain area of your body. So I'm sure they're doing that too.
Yep, they can do many, many things. So
good. Okay, well, it seems like we have a thank you from Paula in London, and happy birthday from us all here in the U.S., Paula. And thank you for staying up so late to listen to the show. It's really worth it to be on the Saturday night show live, so you get to visit Creation Lightship. Okay, we have, once again, you know, we're not going to be able to get to all of the questions that we have tonight, but since we started talking about physical issues with the magnets, we had a question with someone who, you know, had her doctor was kind of questioning things about her blood, and I just wanted to let everyone know that there is a wonderful circulation clearing that you can get on Ron's website, and it can work on healing the circulation of your blood, your lymphatic system, your nervous system, your bones, and your muscles. And it's wonderful, and I try to run that for myself as often as I can, and I really feel energized when I do it.
And then we have the Body Jumpstart, too, which has many things on it also. And that's one
right.
of the clearings.
You know, we haven't talked about that one in a while, Ron. Thank you. That's a wonderful one to bring up. Okay, now, somebody mentioned that they found a hornet's nest, and that reminds me, it's still summer for most of us, and I wanted to ask you to, I know you've already told us that things like hornets and wasps, anything, spiders, anything that would bite us or sting us really shouldn't even be on this planet. And we have a bites and stings healing, and I was wondering if you could do a sample of that for us, Ron.
Yeah, so if you had a recent one, then you can relate to it. If not, just think of a location on your body where maybe that happened to you, and we'll take away the energy. Remember, the energy always stays unless you get rid of it, and you know, that's why we die. We die of everything that we probably came across here with illnesses, so it kind of gangs up on you when you get older. And so here we go. Let's work with the bites and stings, and mosquitoes are another one here. So if you had any kind of mosquito bites for the summertime now, then maybe you got bitten five or six places, you know. So just think of them right now about where it was. You don't have to know the exact area, but if you do, that's good. But if not, you know, just kind of think about those locations. And here we go. So we can take away the poison energy because it's invisible at this point because it's no longer with you probably. Get rid of the invisible energetic energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the poison now, poison and waste products, because it could have some kind of residue there that could have been put into you as a waste product from whoever bit you, like a bacteria. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just see if that helps you. May have had a beep. I don't know. I heard a little noise there.
Yes, do we have a caller on the line?
Hi, yes, it's Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
I had a question for Ron, and we were talking about astral travel before we went to the lightship. And, Ron, I was wondering, I guess I've had this question for quite a while. I'm a little bit confused on what astral travel is. Is it like, you know, when you meditate and you go out, you know, into the beyondo, you know, when your spirit leaves? Or can you, like, wake up from a dream? Is it dream astral traveling? Because last night when I woke up, I felt like I was in battle, and I felt like there was a sword, like, going through the back of my shoulder blades, you know, going through my heart, like an etheric sword. And I thought, well, was I out in the astral travel last night? Or
That's a very good question. Very, very good. So I guess the first thing is
are you on a timeline when you're astral traveling? Well, I think you're still on this timeline here, and you're moving out into the beyond on this timeline doing stuff. Remember talking to a gentleman a long time ago, and he was really, really psychic, and he somehow was invading a lady's space. He was talking to me about this here, which means that he would go into her bedroom at night. And I said, man, you probably shouldn't do that. She goes, no, she, you know, she liked me a lot, but I go, oh, you know. So, and I have had people call me up saying, gee, all of a sudden this guy that I work with is in my bedroom at night. What the hell's going on here, you know? So that's what astral traveling would be when you get that presence of somebody there. They're actually doing that, and they may not even know where you live, but they find you, okay? So this gentleman that I was talking with, he could actually, he says, well, what I would do is tell the lady what she was wearing, you know? And that really freaked her out. And I said, well, you're kind of invading your space. He goes, yeah, I guess I am. I should probably stop doing that, you know? And, you know, I'm sure she's thinking about what else is he looking at or seeing, you know, et cetera. So I kind of told him that he shouldn't do that. It may not be good, you know. So anyway, I won't get too far into that, but I've had people even comment with worse situations. So you could probably imagine what that would be without me even talking about it. And they go, geez, you know. So anyway, that's astral traveling. That help you out a little bit, Janice?
It did in a way. It did, because I can understand that. I have had visitors at night, you know, unwelcome, you know, from a couple different people who I thought that I was very courted to, you know, the dark side practitioners and their practices. Well, the other day on the clone call, I just want to run this by you really quick. It was kind of surprising to me because this usually happens like on a decoding call, but this is on the cloning call. And I found myself just like walking around this old house that I used to live in, like in Kelsville, Montana, like back in the late 70s, you know, and I'm like, what am I doing here? You know, was I astro traveling back there? And then I was running into all the people, lived into the house.
Yeah, I would say probably so, or, well, let's see. That's a good question. I would think that you're probably going back on a timeline, okay? So if we just consider astral traveling as what's happening in the now here, doing things in the now, then that's how I would probably look at astral traveling. Everything else would probably go in, means that you're going into a timeline from the past, or the future, and if you are in that timeline, I would assume that you could probably astral travel on that timeline because you're there. No.
I.
Okay, I'll just give you an example. Let's just say that for some reason, you're watching a video or you know 8mm or something of your life, right? Parents gave you this thing, and you're seeing yourself at the age of 10 riding a bicycle, right? So you're watching that, and then all of a sudden you go, and you're riding your bicycle by some flowers, and you go, wow, I'm actually smelling those flowers. Well, that means that you're probably going back in time as you're watching the movie of you, and you're there now, and you're moving out from maybe riding the bicycle, we'll just say to a location where there's flowers, or you're riding by the flowers. You're actually now in the past, and maybe somehow, let's just say that you're driving, you know, on your same bike, and you're two blocks away from a boy that you like, since you're a female now, right? Just talking to you, Janice. Also, now you go to the location to where the boy is that you kind of like, and maybe it's two blocks away. And you're actually viewing that person, which means that you're living on that timeline because you brought it into your experience. You're living that timeline, and you could actually astral travel from that.
And okay. I'm sure that governments do this stuff quite a bit, see what the outcomes could be, and it could be another stepping stone, we'll say, for remote viewing. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Ron, and basically it's time to say goodbye. Our show is over already. Before we do go, I just want to remind everyone that our lovely Fast Chat monitor has posted a lot of information, and it does go by so quickly, and you can always click on the archive button, and it'll Fast Chat Archive, and I'll take you backwards, and you can read some of the comments and posts that are on there. And thank you so much, our moderator, for doing all that work for us. We really appreciate it. The next BBS show will be on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And again, tomorrow is an 8-hour call that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So I'll say goodnight. Is there anything you want to end with, Ron?
Nope. Just hope to see everybody on the call tomorrow. We'll have a wonderful 8-hour healing session. Part of our first 8-hour Sunday. So blessings, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And our next BBS program will be on Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Bye, all.